You may fear condemnation. You may want so much to be in control when you have a bone-deep knowing that your most authentic self is limitless, untamed, and ancient.
In this book, I will show you how to open the door that keeps your spirituality so neatly and apologetically contained.
Unlock this closet carved with the claw marks of your inner witch and liberate her soul, and I will call you out as a woman most wild. Hear me when I tell you there is nothing to fear, and take these words to heart. Opening that door will bring you to the sweetest homecoming you have ever known. Remember the innocence with which you used to welcome the first warm morning in spring. You became a medium for the sheer electricity of a new life. You were fed by the rising gush of Gaia's green juices as the ground swelled under your grass-stained knees. Sister, you, so raw and awake, knew in your blood what it meant to be a wild witch long before you were a grown woman. In the heat of summer, your maiden's intuition told you to lie in the grass and be infused with sensual solar power. And you listened. When the leaves began to drop so ceremoniously from their branches in autumn, you relished the death ritual with all that you were, knowing you would soon rest in your firelit nest as the first winter's snow coated the outside world. You were witch as a young girl, my love, and you are witch still. Pause now. Close your eyes. Sink into the softness of your perfect body. Sift through your memories, recollections of a time that may seem too far gone to be real, and affirm who you are. I am a witch. In this moment, you are on the edge of reclaiming your wild woman soul as part of your identity. I, as your sister, hold that you are harboring an untamed, unseen creatrix who, when unleashed, will offer you the truest, most sacred, most needed nourishment to those raw parts of yourself that are so thirsty for greater meaning and deeper authenticity. My promise to you. You need not be fully comfortable with naming yourself witch. It only makes sense after thousands of years of society's sharp blade stabbing deep into women's divine integrity for the word witch to provoke an automatic belly tightening. It was not so long ago when any number of practices aligning your feminine soul with the natural world would have led to legal, if not fatal, ramifications. You know this, and such a deep knowing is as inherent to your blood as iron. Our soul wound still bleeds, and it runs bright red for the loss of feminine spirituality. While I wholeheartedly believe that many religious paths need not be incompatible with the ways of the witch, there are those who will tell you differently. I make a promise to you now, my sister, and tell you that the way of the witch is entirely your own. I promise that I will not argue for you to relinquish any part of your belief system you hold as true. I vow to continually affirm your spiritual autonomy. You are who you say you are, and there is no priestess so enlightened she has the right to rob you of the names you have given yourself. Harvesting your witch's soul means making good and personally relevant use of what I call the three keys to the broom closet. These are your own physical, emotional, and spiritual rhythms as they intimately converse with those of the natural world, your personal practices of magic and ritual, and, most important, your sacred circle of other wild women.
In this book, I will offer you spicy tastes and vibrant visions of witchcraft as a way of life.
I will ask you to listen, and listen closely, for heart whispers and guttural howls from deep within your feminine psyche. Listen as your witch consciousness awakens and speaks in her own voice, and know that the call of the wild never sounds the same to any two sets of ears. I call you out as a witch, but offer you no religion.
Instead, what I offer you are glimpses of how your soft and perfect being may be infused with the marrow of ritual, magic, and circle craft.
My purpose is not to gift you with an entirely new way of living, but to offer clarity on an alternative.